This is Cradle My Heart Radio with your host, Kim Cotola. Cradle My Heart Radio, preventing abortion and helping those it hurts.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken with Him, the light meets the dark. The light meets the dark.
And now, Kim Cotola and Cradle My Heart Radio.
It's always a joy to know that you have set aside a little bit of time to turn your heart toward the things that God would have us understand about the sanctity of human life, about, you know, our mission of preventing abortion and helping those that it hurts. And as we think about that, I really wanted to connect you with our guest this time out because, wow, I've known the work that he's done for decades now. He's been helping and equipping people to be pro-life, helping and equipping organizations to carry the pro-life message in so many different ways and on so many different fronts. So please help me welcome to Cradle My Heart Radio, Tom Lothemer of Life Matters Worldwide. Tom, welcome. How are you today?
I am great. In fact, I look outside my window with all the blue sky and the warmth, how could you not be having a good day with something like that?
And you're in Michigan, right?
Yes. Yes. And we're having great weather.
Spring and summer arriving. That's in the Midwest. That's great. Well, Tom, you worked in development, fundraising, finances, and you have represented Life Matters worldwide in churches around this country and overseas, of course. One of the earlier iterations of the organization was Baptists for Life. It's a pro-life organization. And maybe I'll just give you the chance to cast the vision. Tell us about the work that Life Matters Worldwide does.
Well, Life Matters, as you had mentioned, was formerly called Baptists for Life. And then 5 years ago, this coming September 1, we changed our name to Life Matters Worldwide. And the reason we needed to, because of branding. I mean, people weren't recognizing all that we're doing. So by changing the name, it said, you know, who we are, what we do, and where we serve. And so we work with pregnancy care ministries here in the States and overseas with missionaries. We work with end-of-life ministries in both places. We also especially serve local churches through education and ministry development, all the way from recognizing the value of pregnancy care ministry and the work of the local church, along with the end-of-life ministries and how helping local churches really minister to the elderly, the chronically and terminally ill, the homebound. And we have a special program called LIFT to do that. And so we're really talking about all of life's continuum from actually conception till natural death. And we are committed, primarily, especially anyway, to local churches, to pastors, to the brothers and sisters in Christ, and also especially to our missionary friends and brothers and sisters overseas.
I love it because it's a very comprehensive approach to the problem of unintended pregnancy, along with some of the other issues that our culture just isn't getting right in the main. Mm-hmm. The ways in which God's kingdom is being built by organizations like Life Matters Worthwhile, Worldwide, that is, that and Worthwhile. organizations like yours that are definitely countercultural. And, you know, as you talked about the various ways that that you're reaching out and serving others, I want to give you just a brief moment to talk about maternity home ministry. You know, so often I still am hearing arguments, and I don't know if they're really sincere arguments, and I don't know if it really even matters when people will bring up a point like this, but you'll hear arguments that say, well, you're just pro-birth, you're not pro-life, because if you were pro-life, you'd be voting in favor of government programs for, you know, women and their children after they're born. But you don't. Since you don't support that with tax dollars, you're not really pro-life. Well, it's an apples and oranges comparison because, you know, if pregnancy center ministry work is generally not government funded, it's generally ministry, it's generally nonprofit, it's generally offered free of charge to the clients because there are generous donors who cover the actual costs of it. But when we think about this specialized niche of maternity home ministry, I think that it really displays the heart of the pro-life cause, because you are actually coming alongside and doing everything in the woman's life that she needs to be able to give birth and become a mom.
Right. And, you know, and I would say something just before I say this. You know, the pregnancy care ministries around this country, most of them provide not just pregnancy testing. Many of them provide medical services. They provide education services, training and parenting, having people mentor them, and on it goes. That's what the pregnancy centers are doing. But the other step is the what you just referred to is the maternity home. I happen to serve on the board of the maternity home in Allendale, Michigan, and its Family Life Center. And we're doing that very thing where we're taking in young women, and while they're in that home, they're actually being taught cooking, they're taught finances, they're have jobs, we get them to and from their places of work, along with all their medical care, their doctor's appointments, and so forth. And many of those women that come into that situation and in other maternity homes don't have their baby and they're gone. They're up to a year, 2 years of actually getting counsel and help and encouragement. So I still believe firmly in the maternity home ministries, because that adds, like you just said, proof that it is more than just, oh, don't have an abortion, but it's actually, if you decide that you're going to allow this child to be born, we're going to help you, whether that's through parenting skills and so forth and other things related to that, or even through releasing a child for an adoption. And we're going to help you. And that's the story of the pro-life movement in this country. It's not just about, oh, don't have a baby, and we don't care about women, and we don't care about the men or the families. It's not true.
And, you know, just another brief detour in the conversation here, too. Recently, I saw in the news, and we won't name the two organizations involved because I don't think that it's really about these two organizations, but the Kansas City Royals have a sponsoring organization that is pro-life, and so I think they buy radio ads on the Royals broadcasts. And so recently, a pro-choice organization, a pro-abortion rights advocacy organization, objected and called for a petition drive, and 40,000 signatures were amassed saying that the Royals should not be supporting pro-life organizations that spread propaganda and are, you know, all the usual accusations of being fake clinics. And as you noted, Tom, you know, they're, and USA Today printed those allegations as if it's fact.
Right.
Because the abortion industry has done their, you know, internal task force and published their findings that, oh, okay, this is happening. But nobody has ever fact-checked that. Nobody has ever vetted that information. They've just, you know, there are certain outlets that just print it as if it's the truth. And to me, I would give you a chance to just answer that charge, that the pregnancy help movement is involved in deceiving women and it's just propaganda, and you know, they just want to proselytize, and they're not healthcare, and all of the various charges that have been out there for so long that, you know, I mean, if it were true, we wouldn't have almost 3,000 pregnancy centers in the U.S. flourishing.
That's
ministries,
right,
helping thousands of women. But I mean, how do you answer this bogus charge that pregnancy care centers are, you know, fake and insincere in their services?
Well, you know, one of the things I would encourage people like that, or who maybe believe that, is why don't you go and make an honest investigation, go to the centers and find out what they're doing and the type of services they're providing. The services provided, no matter who you are, and we're not going to charge you for this, at least for most things. We're not going to charge you, but we're going to be there for you, and we're going to help you. We're going to provide honest evaluations of your situations, and we're going to provide care and get you connected with other organizations or agencies that can especially help you. And I think the reason why the other side, the pro-abortion side, and really do this is because they don't want to face the facts. They don't want to really understand all the good things that are happening, you know, in these centers and how people are being ministered to and cared for and loved even. And so they figure the only way I can defeat them or stop this, because they want to, they're going gung-ho for their philosophy, they're saying, well, we'll just make up these lies, actually, and say this and that, and we'll get enough people to believe it, and then we'll bully other organizations who may want to support them. And I just say, check them out. If you can find, and I'm sure there might be some center out there that's not doing exactly perfect, but if you can find, you know, anyone, fine. But check them out. See what's going on. In fact, many times, the centers even know the agenda of these people. They'll say, come on in anyway. Let's talk. And see, that's the problem. We'll talk. We'll engage in discussion. The other side doesn't want to do that because they know that they're going to have a problem with that.
Mm. And one of the things that Life Matters Worldwide does is host a conference called The Summit. And I had the joy of being part of that, presenting a couple of workshops last month. And I want to give you a chance to just take the high-level view and tell us about, you know, what sort of materials the pregnancy centers were being equipped with at the summit, because there was a great range of speakers and a really unique approach, I think, to this problem of seeing women and couples through unintended pregnancies.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is one of the highlights of our ministry every year to bring in 140 to 180 pregnancy care center workers. That's directors, volunteers, board members. And our goal is to provide an atmosphere, first and foremost, of worship so that people can come in and, as they say, meet with the Lord. And then every speaker that we bring in, whether they're talking about, you know, finance things or fundraising, counseling, the things that you're referring to, especially, you know, in post-abortion recovery, other things like this. It's really exciting to see, and the people come, and they're just totally blessed by that. Many spiritual decisions are made, and we have many, many times where people are coming in, and they're at the end of the rope. They're just ready to hang it up. And then they come through this. They have a real blessed time, and they're challenged by the Holy Spirit again to, hey, stay in the fray, you know, stay focused. And then they're relieved and ready to go back in. And when I talk about, classes, for an example, I'll give you a couple examples. One was touching, teaching, and transforming clients. Another one was why do you do? In other words, what this is to be able to show a YouTube video in one of your workshops. We get into technological things too. We get into board information, talking about authentic life, clients' needs, God's answers, and just a host of a broad array of choices for the workshops. And then, of course, our style is to have a plenary speaker do all the plenary sessions and bring us through a series many times on the issues of encouragement and guidance and staying strong, you know, in the fray, that type of thing. And so the results that we get, you know, as far as from hearing from our friends, I have one here, and I won't read the whole thing, but it was really cool. She just said, thank you for another wonderfully successful summit. The plenary speakers were again excellent, promoting biblical direction and spiritual instructions. The workshops I attended were interesting and helpful. I appreciated the mission report by Pam Sharp, because we usually have missionaries come. And then she went on. And we had lots of these reports where people saying, you know, my heart was moved, my heart was blessed, and I'm ready to go back into the fray again.
Sure. Well, and let's talk briefly about the worldwide aspect of your ministry, because when I heard the mission report, I was surprised. I guess we shouldn't be. I mean, pregnancy is a universal human condition. But the
You're
way,
right.
But the challenges may differ from culture to culture. And
right.
So Life Matters Worldwide is in the world taking this, care for others out into various cultures. Give us just the brief cap of what happens in that part of the work you do, Tom.
Well, just in, you know, besides having our friends from Chile and give a report of what's going on with the brand new pregnancy center there in Iquique, which is north Chile. We're going to Romania and Ukraine in August and doing board training and meeting with ministry leaders and strategizing how we can become more effective. In November, we'll be in Honduras, and again, meeting with a bunch of missionaries and pastors, and how do we promote the sanctity ministry in that country, reaching women and men and families, and especially with the gospel. And it even ends up being a form of church planting because we're working with missionaries. Or we'll be next year, in late January, we'll be back in Peru and Ecuador and Chile, and meeting and working with other ministries. We're not a Lone Ranger type of ministry, so we're constantly considering how do we connect with people around the world, missionaries and the nationals, to do the work in their country, and especially talking with them, how can you help us understand how to do ministry better in your country? And so it's not like us coming and teaching. We also learners as well. And so it's a partnership that we have with missionaries and nationals and people even around the United States of the gospel ministry, of pregnancy care, of pro-life ministries. And also I will say, too, that Life Matters has been for some time a member of what we call LAPCO, and that's the Leadership Alliance of Pregnancy Care Organizations. And here again, that's we all come together. There's about 12 ministries focused on the family, Bethany Christian Services, Heartbeat CareNet, and so forth. And we'll meet, and this year we're meeting in July, mid-July, at Focus on the Family, and we spend time in worship and prayer and discussing national issues and how we can become more effective at consulting with centers. And so this whole pregnancy care, pro-life movement is about a lot of organizations, a lot of people coming together, united, saying, you know, we can make a difference in the lives of people. And no matter whether that person on the pregnancy side chooses life, or if they've unfortunately had an abortion, we can still help. We can still bring healing into that person's life or that family's life. And so that's really, that's the ethic of the pro-life movement. It's about compassion and mercy and encouragement, helping people who are going through some really trying times. But the real foundation is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Our guest is Tom Lothemer of Life Matters Worldwide, and we're talking about their recent annual gathering, the Summit. Give us the marquee for 2018. You have your lineup already, I think, and it's really a good one.
Yes, we're totally excited because many people will know David B. Wright. David was the founder of 40 Days for Life, and David is coming to lead some plenary sessions and workshops. Jorel Gatzi, the president of Heartbeat International, will be there. We're bringing in people who will discuss the issues of sexual slavery. How do you identify that, and what do you do about that? We're having one part on the area of adoption. How do you counsel to adoption? A lot of encouragement things. I'm going to be working on one that's just basically on fundraising and finance, and working with another person, and we're going to bring that in, and IT stuff, and how do we market ourselves better? So there's a lot of people coming in that are going to really, really help us. In fact, one I remember is Colleen Geisel, who's the director of the Alpha Women's Center here in town. She's going to be doing one on single mom support groups, and how do you develop those? And then, you know, there's so many things that we try to bring along. But the big thing is always we spend each day in worship at the very beginning, and that becomes a highlight of the summit.
And I will attest to that. It was very, very refreshing. I came away feeling as though I had been filled rather than depleted by the work of presenting workshops there. It was great.
Yeah.
Tom Lothemer, the website is lifematterswww.org, and we've got that linked at cradlemyheart.org. And I urge you to go there and visit because of all of the resources that are available to you. Let's start with At the Center magazine, Tom. This is a unique publication and something that's been around for a long time. And tell us about what happens when folks subscribe to this. What kind of coverage are they going to receive?
Well, At the Center magazine started out as an actual magazine, you know, in print. And about 8-10 years ago, it went to web-based. And then a few years ago, we were asked by its editor and author if we would take it over, and we did. And what At the Center is for, it's for pregnancy care center leaders, be that, directors, board members, and volunteers and so forth, staff. And it's kind of like a mini summit every time we put out an edition, because we're talking about from pregnancy care center leaders like you, we will take and have an article about something, and it's something that's attractive to people. Say, I want to read this. I need to understand this better. So it's really a help-based type of magazine. It's all web-based. And all people have to do is just go to atcmag.com. And there they can sign up, or they can go to our website and find that as well. But it's we come out with articles about every quarter. We'll announce things like the Heartbeat Conference or the CareNet Conference, or even our own with some advertisement on there. And we're working at gaining what we call sponsors. Right now, Heartbeat is one of our sponsors of At the Center magazine, and so it's really a help magazine. It's no cost. And you can go back 5 years, probably over 400 or 500 articles that you can go back and research, and a lot of it is still very relevant information even today.
And I think if you don't have to be a pregnancy center worker to appreciate it, and if you're a pro-life advocate on any level, particularly if you're engaged with doing, you know, public outreach, whether you're a speaker or whether you like to volunteer in the schools, in the abstinence program, there's so many ways people are advocating for life these days. Maybe you're a liaison for your church. You'll definitely benefit mm-hmm. from the material there, because it's very well researched and very reliable and fact-based and a great resource. Tom, one of the other things that Life Matters Worldwide is doing is equipping churches. We know that there are various surveys out there from the Barna Group and from CareNet and other organizations that say the pro-life message is not really being proclaimed from the pulpit with any great regularity. Mm-hmm. Those churches right. that do recognize the issue maybe will give it a glancing sermon on Sanctity of Life Sunday and not return again until January the following year.
Right.
And I think one of the reasons for this is that maybe even at the level of seminary, there's not a lot of training for pastors. Mm-hmm. I want to give pastors the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to, heap more work onto their plate by saying, hey, you've got to. but
right.
I think it's great that Life Matters is equipping and providing resources for churches. Tell us about some of those materials that are available.
Well, we have one of our manuals is a pastor's manual, and it's all a plethora of, like, sermon outlines, scripture, music, just a number of things that a pastor could be like his little mini library on this subject, you know. And we continue to update it every year, that's a great resource. We also have, if you go to our website, you can go into the area of pregnancy care, or in the end-of-life type of care, all kinds of educational tools, all kinds of articles, videos. Also, we network with others, so you have links to other organizations that can help you. And in fact, if someone, like a student, we've had this happen where they'll say, I'm doing a report on abortion or something, or a pastor says, I need some information on whatever, we can typically very quickly get the information that they need to continue on in their investigation or whatever they're writing about.
Okay, and so, again, we'll have it linked at cradlemyheart.org, but the primary website is lifematterswww.org, and I just really applaud you for doing that. We've got just about 2-3 minutes remaining, Tom. What do you think is...
Sure.
What's high on your agenda right now? I know you've got so many areas of responsibility, and you've got so many areas of care and prayer. What's the thing that keeps you up at night that you would like to see more people be engaged upon, and maybe even, you know, including in their prayers?
Yeah, you know, when you say prayer, that's vital to us. And in fact, to be honest with you, I'm still working on that whole area of prayer. Myself personally, but we have over 1,200 prayer partners throughout the nation that get our calendars every month. And each day has a particular missionary or pregnancy care center or someone to pray for. And so that's high on our agenda. But the thing I think that's really getting me really going and getting me up in the morning is I'd like to see more and more educational opportunities on the net regarding the sanctity of human life. What does the Bible say about image? What is that theologically? What does that mean? And what implications does image, being made in God's image, have to do with the gospel and mission? And so I would love to see an opportunity for people all over the world to be able to tie in to a whole series of classes.
Well, Tom, we'll do our best to help get the word out. And again, we'll have it linked for you, our listeners, at cradlemyheart.org if you didn't have your pencil poised. Tom Lothemer is one of the leaders of Life Matters Worldwide, and it's just been a real pleasure to talk with you again today, Tom. Now, stay with us. Coming up here on Cradle My Heart, we'll open the phones for your calls at 1-800-811-3003, and would love to have you join us here on Cradle My Heart Radio.
A safe place to connect with others, finding God's love after abortion. This is Cradle My Heart Radio. Cradle My Heart with Kim Cotola. Join the conversation. Call toll-free 800-811-3003. 800-811-3003.
Good evening and welcome to the live portion of Cradle My Heart Radio for tonight, this 18th day of June, 217 Father's Day. And we're live at 1-800-811-3003 for your phone calls. And would love to hear from you with some thoughts about Father's Day. Maybe you want to share your best advice your dad ever gave you. I have a quick story about that. I could get that started if we want to go there. Maybe you want to just talk about your dad and give him a tribute and what he meant to you, or what it means to you to be a dad. There are so many different ways to approach Father's Day, but it's a lovely holiday. And I think, you know, it doesn't get the attention that Mother's Day does, but my dad was such an important person in my life, and I know the difference that a father makes. So if you want to give a shout-out to your dad, join us at 1-800-811-3003. I'm Kim Cotola, your host, and cradlemyheart.org is where you will find us online with our social media and social media linked there. And I hope that you will visit and take advantage of the free resources that we have there, because they are many, including we have a free ebook for men who have gone through abortion, and it's called Someone Stronger, Helping Men Take Heart After Abortion. And the inspiration for this had to do with, you know, the spiritual aftermath for men after abortion is different than it is for women. Men are either sponsoring the abortion or they are bystanders. And sometimes by being passive, they put themselves in one camp or the other. And there's a spiritual cost to pay. There's a consequence for both of those postures, for not being actively involved and stepping up to the responsibility of having fathered a child. And so that's a resource that if you know someone who needs that kind of help, this Father's Day, and of course, it's appropriate at any time if a man is seeking help and healing and restoration after abortion. That's a free download. We try to make it very simple. You don't have to leave an email address or identify yourself. Just go to cradlemyheart.org and look on the resources page. I wanted to share with you, too, something that I saw in the New York Times this week, because I think this is such an important piece of the puzzle when we start thinking about and talking about abortion. David Brooks had a piece in the New York Times this week that's titled Why Fathers Leave Their Children. And he starts off by saying that millions of poor children and teenagers grow up without their biological father. And often when you ask them about it, you hear a litany of male barbarism, how their dad used to beat their mom, an absent father, had five kids with different women, abandoned them all. The children's tales often reinforce the standard image we have of a deadbeat dad, a selfish cad who spreads his seed and leaves generations of wreckage in his wake. But he says, yet when you ask absent fathers themselves, you get a different picture. You meet guys who desperately did not want to leave their children, who swear they tried to be with them, who may feel unworthy of fatherhood, but who don't want to be the missing dad their own father was. And so he says, it's not usually a decision. It's just a long, tragic process. And as you go on in the article, he's arguing that generally for unmarried couples, when the pregnancy is announced, men are much more excited about it than women. He said they don't panic. They don't lament all the freedom that they're going to miss. 3/4 of the men in recent research that he cites were joyous at the news, less likely than the woman to want to end the pregnancy with an abortion. And they'd had a lot of negativity in their lives, and so they see this as a chance to start over and live a more disciplined life. And where things bog down is in the relationship with the mother, not in the role of fathering. I don't know how that resonates with you. 1-800-811-3003. If you have a difficult relationship with your father in the past, or if you have experience along those lines of what David Brooks is writing about, join us and share that. 1-800-811-3003. I said we could talk about the best advice that your dad ever gave you. Jimmy Fallon did a funny piece recently called Dadvice. And I started thinking about, my dad was always, always willing to give advice. He had, I think he really missed his calling as a teacher. He was a wonderful teacher, but he never had that as an occupation. He was involved in sales, and he was a gemologist, and he appraised jewelry, and he had a number of careers through the years, but he never was a teacher. But he really was a teacher at heart. He was a lifelong learner. We always, always saw my dad with a book. He was always reading, and he was a fountain of knowledge on any given topic. He could give you a few thousand words, whatever the question was. But the best advice my dad ever gave me was to go into radio. And I had returned home to Minnesota after I quit college. I was going to Northwestern University in Chicago, and I just found myself very aimless there. Decided that I didn't want to go into theater, which was the reason I went to college there. And I came home not really knowing what I wanted to do after 2 years of college. And Dad sat me down, and, you know, when I think back, you know, that I have raised and launched kids and seen them through the university years, he never expressed a moment's disappointment that I had walked away from a great opportunity at one of the best universities in the country. He never betrayed even a flicker of disappointment. And I know he must have been disappointed in my decision to leave. I mean, I didn't fail. I wasn't burning up anybody's achievement records with my grades, but it was just a decision to try to do something else, because I didn't want to do what I had gone there to do. And he sat and he thought through it with me, and he was patient with me, and he said, why don't you try radio? And there was a vocational program that he had gone through as a young man, and that's what I ended up doing. It was a year-long program, and got my first job in radio in St. Cloud about a year later, and it's something I'm still doing all these years later. That was probably the single best piece of advice that my dad had to give to me, because he knew that while I had decided that theater wasn't for me, he knew that I loved to do something that, you know, would be where I would be communicating, where I'd be able to express myself, and where I would be able to use, you know, different talents and skills that I had acquired through my young adulthood. So I really appreciate that. My dad passed away a number of years ago now, and I really miss him. He died kind of close to Father's Day, actually. And I wish he were here that I could tell him I love him again today. 1-800-811-3003. Is there a piece of advice that switched the course of your life that your dad gave you? Or was there just some fatherly wisdom that he repeated so often that it became something that you could just associate with your dad? 1-800-811-3003 is our number. 1-800-811-3003. 800-811-3003. It's a toll-free call. And also, you can, if you'd like to send us a tweet, I'm on Twitter, at Kim Cotola. Or if you want to email in a response, kim@cradlemyheart.org is a way that you can get in touch with us. Or you can go ahead and just go to cradlemyheart.org and use the comment section. All right, let's go to the phones and say hi to John. And John, welcome. Thanks for listening to Cradle My Heart Radio. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm having a time alone for my children. I raised them from the time they were kids and stuff, and they're all adults now, and they went their separate ways, and, you know, I have prayers out for them and stuff. And anyways, my dad was a good man. You know, he passed away a couple of years ago, like yours did, and I can't find any other way to forgive him for leaving my mother and stuff when I was younger, and, you know, because she left rather than hurt her, and he was set in his way, so they separated, and now I can't find him to forgive him, but, you know, I can, like, he always had a way of wisdom and stuff, like you said, and he always had his spirit came to me several times, and he gave me good advice and stuff, you know. So, you know, he cared, but the thing is that I'd like to forgive him and let it go and let it go, you know.
So you can do that right now. You know that, right, John?
Yeah.
Are you ready to do that?
Sure, yeah.
Well, I think it's a simple act of the will. You know, and it's as simple as saying, you know, I make the decision to forgive my dad and to leave justice in God's hands and ask, you know, the Holy Spirit to help your heart to agree with the decision in your will to forgive him.
Yeah.
I I'm saying it in a way that was conveyed to me that made it very simple to forgive the important people in my life for things that seemed pretty unforgivable as well. You know, I don't mean to diminish the pain that you feel or make it sound like it's easy, but it sounds like you're ready to do it. Sounds like you're ready to do it.
What's that?
It sounds like you're ready to do that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, really. Yeah. It's been gone for three and a half years now. And, you know, I've been trying to, but it seems like I just haven't got it across to him to rest, and his ashes are spread somewhere in the Arizona desert where he was accommodated from my sister, and you know, to reach out, to have God reach out, just to give him a pat on the back or a peaceful rest, you know.
Sure. And are you a follower of Christ, John?
Well, I don't go to church or nothing because I don't have a ride or nothing, but I could take the bus, but I just got new knees and stuff, and I'm working on being able to walk about a mile, and through the time of the winter and stuff, I haven't been able to get out and go, but I have a good church. It's River Heights Valley, Orchard Valley, something church, and they let you do Holy Communion there, and it's really peaceful. It's really enjoyable.
Sure. So you've accepted that.
I haven't been able to go for quite some time.
But
so.
Have you accepted that Jesus Christ is your Savior to forgive you for your
sins?
Yes. Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, and it's much more important than attending church. I mean, church is important, but, you know, that relationship with the Lord is what's so important. And I will pray for you, John. And if I may, I'd pray with you tonight that you could get some peace about this. May I?
Yes.
Sure. Well, Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you that you gave us such a picture of a relationship where you obeyed your Father at all times, because your Father was always trustworthy and was loving, and God is love. You showed us that, Jesus, by your life. And Father, we just pray now for John, that you would help him to see that despite the deficits that our fathers have in this life, that they gave us life, Lord, and that they deserve to be forgiven only because you said that we should do that, only because of what you did to buy our forgiveness. And so,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
out of our obedience to you, Jesus, and out of our gratitude for what you've done for us, I pray that you would help John to find it in his heart to forgive his dad and to gain the peace that is your plan for him concerning the thoughts of his father. And we ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And you have a blessed evening, and God bless you and stuff.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Our phones are open. It's 1-800-811-3003, and we'll be back with more of your calls right after this. Stay with us here at Cradle My Heart Radio.
A safe place to connect with others. Finding God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003. Seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003.
Thank you so much for being with us. It is Father's Day, and we're taking calls from you about your dad at 1-800-811-3003. Great advice your dad gave you, fatherly wisdom, maybe some other gift that is very memorable that you would want to share as a tribute to your dad. Or maybe like John, you know, you have just want to express and share the fact that it wasn't a perfect relationship, and maybe you need some help and support with that. We'll listen. We'll pray with you. 1-800-811-3003. You know, I had the joy many years ago to interview Ed Tandy McGlasson, and he's a former NFL star, and he's also somebody who toured with the Billy Graham Crusades, talking about his testimony. And he wrote a book. He's written a couple of books, but I interviewed him about his book, The Difference a Father Makes. And it has changed so many lives because it's sold 250,000 copies in the last 10, 12 years since the thing has been out. And in it, he tells the story of how he lost his dad. His dad was a military hero, but there was a plane crash in 1956. But through that all, he gained a father, a stepdad, who had a powerful and positive impact on him in the formative years of his life. And he tells the story about how this man called out blessing and called blessing over him, and how his stepdad saw him. And this is the difference that a father makes, that we all have this longing to be seen and acknowledged and recognized by our fathers. And it's a wonderful resource to heal your heart if you had a less than perfect relationship with your father. It's called The Difference a Father Makes by Ed Tandy McGlasson. And he's got a newer volume out that's out right now. And this one is called The Father You've Always Wanted. And it's all about how God heals your father wounds. And he says that we all really have them, whether it's been a tragedy like losing your father, as Ed did as an infant, or, you know, the pain of losing your dad even as an adult. The pain of not knowing your dad, whether your dad was absent due to divorce or other circumstances. We all still may be walking around as walking wounded with father wounds. And, you know, Ed talks about in this book how God heals your father wounds. And it's a beautiful offering. And I think that if you had a troubled relationship with your father, I really would recommend that as a resource. And I would check out his website as well, which is just edtandymcglasson.org. He's got some great resources there about, you know, one of the things that I think, and I've shared this story before, you know, when Bruce and I were married, I really wanted him to be the spiritual leader of the household in outward ways. I think that he was that, and since that was my desire, that was, I don't know why I needed those outward expressions of it, but that just was very important to me, including that he would lead the prayers at mealtime with the kids. And Ed talks about this, about the importance that men can have at the dinner table and getting everyone together for a family meal. He says it's no easy task. But, you know, that as dads, you can really take the lead in making it a time of real connection and blessing for your family with a little ingenuity. And he talks about how, you know, there at one particular family gathering, it may have been at a holiday or a birthday, one of his sons started a tradition for the family before the meal where he went around the table and told each person what he loved about them. And so they adopted that as a family tradition. They call it "What I Love You About You" time. And they do it on every special occasion and holiday. And it's things like this that I think that fathers can contribute that really will make lasting memories and really will serve to build the children up and young adults. I'm going to even adult children, you know, if we had a poor relationship with our fathers growing up, it's without some very intense and intentional work, it's probably not going to improve as we age. And so it can be very painful to have a poor relationship with your dad as an adult. But it doesn't have to stay that way. And one of the very best ways to heal that father wound is to allow God into your heart and start to see what a true father is and what a true father looks like, you know, because once we've grasped that and once we really understand God's love for us, then we can face whatever the deficits are in our relationships with our earthly family, whether it be our moms or, you know, siblings, anybody. The love of God the Father really, really precedes all of it. 1-800-811-3003. 1-800-811-3003 is our number. And I was talking with Bruce about this. We heard from all the kids for Father's Day, which really blessed him. He loves that when they circle back to say, hey, happy Father's Day and thank you. But I asked him about his dad. And his dad was quite a character, second generation Finnish. And he was a very straightforward guy and kind of the old sport, you know, that from that generation, that was his personality. He was a man's man. He loved to hunt and fish. And really one of the things that Bruce said was, you know, the best gift that his dad had given him was he taught him how to work. And he said, I never appreciated it when we were kids. It was burning daylight. You boys better get up. But, you know, he taught him a very, very strong work ethic. And, you know, it's something that Bruce really treasures. Is there been a lasting gift from your father, part of his legacy in your life that you'd want to share with us? Join us at 1-800-811-3003. And we'll give you the chance to do that here on Father's Day at Cradle My Heart Radio. And again, if there has been a father wound because you know that you failed to be a father because there's an abortion in your past, I really do urge you to go and take a look at our resource, Someone Stronger, Finding God's or Helping Men Take Heart After Abortion. We've got a free copy of that as a download and a PDF for you at cradlemyheart.org. One of the things that the Lord showed me as I was writing that is that, you know, when we say that abortion is a spiritual problem, there are spiritual answers. And Jesus dealt quite directly with spiritual matters when he was here, you know, performing his earthly ministry. And one of the characters that so intrigued me as I was researching what happens to men when they are subject to spiritual problems was this story of the man with the mute spirit who came to Jesus in the temple. And they were, you know, the spirits cried out against Jesus. And Jesus cast them out right there in the temple. And I think that this is one of the things that makes it very difficult. If we know we've fallen short as parents, and I hear this again and again from men, if they know they have fallen short as parents and as men, it really can render them mute. But Jesus has an answer for this. And he is that someone stronger who can overpower any spiritual force, any spirit that has diminished you being the man that God intends for you to be. So I hope that you'll take advantage of that resource. And if you do, would love to have you get in touch with us and let us know if you found it helpful at all. We are, by the way, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and that means that your gifts are fully tax deductible. And we're in a fundraising season just till the end of June with a GAP program to facilitate putting our one-minute stories onto videos. The NRB Television Network has already agreed to air them, and we launched that last week. But we'd be fully funded for 1 year to produce those videos with a few gifts that will get us through this gap. Go to cradlemyheart.org to learn more about it. We thank you very much for your consideration in doing that and for your prayers. Happy Father's Day. Thank you for being with us. We keep you in our prayers. I'm Kim Cattola. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do we.